Gas prices continued to climb at the pump this week, I'm sure you noticed, but the partisan energy wrangling has continued. House Republicans defeated an effort yesterday by the Democrats to dip into the federal emergency stockpile of oil. And Republicans, of course, would rather see us drilling for new barrels. This is the fourth Democratic-sponsored energy bill that has failed since June. We're going to turn now to Todd Zwillick. He is a correspondent and anchor for Capital News Connection in Washington. Hey, Todd, aren't these guys in the majority? Why can't they get a bill passed?
It's a great question. Actually, we need to talk about procedure for a second, if
no.
I might. Don't glaze over. No, but this is the answer to the question, though.
Okay.
It's about procedure, and it's actually kind of interesting. What the Democrats have been doing on these energy bills that you mentioned have been defeated is bringing them up under a procedure called suspension.
And why are they doing that?
They're doing it because suspension bills cannot be amended. And the reason you do that is because you keep pesky Republican amendments off of your bills. Here's the reason why. Republicans know if they get a chance to offer one of their amendments on any of these energy bills, it'll be on drilling, mostly probably opening up drilling on the outer continental shelf, deep sea drilling. That'll pass. There's enough Democratic support to pass that. The leadership does not want to risk that embarrassment, so they bring bills up under suspension. Now, here's the risk, though. That's the benefit of suspension.
Yeah, uh-huh.
The risk, it has to pass by two-thirds. They don't have enough votes to pass by two-thirds because you need Republican support. So they keep bringing these things up. Look, we're bringing up energy bills. We're bringing up federal stockpile, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We're bringing up windfall tax for oil companies.
Here's what I never understand. It almost sounds like one of those custody battles where people lose sight of the fact that they actually love their kid. I mean, people want to offer – the Congress should want to offer relief for consumers at the gas pump. But they're so busy quarreling over how that's going to happen and the way to do that, that it never happens.
Yeah, you're right. That's because at this stage in the election cycle for most members of Congress, right before an election, is the equivalent of the $10 million divorce with the big mansion. I mean, who's going to give?
Don't tell me who the trophy wife
except,
is.
Except Bush gets all the credit for oil prices dropping to $124 a barrel. The Democrats have just sat and allowed Bush to say, hey, the moment I started talking about drilling, boom, we had a oil depression.
Yeah, and the Democrats say the moment they started talking about reining in speculation, prices dropped by $10 a barrel. I personally don't think the Democrats necessarily lose on that theoretical argument because their argument, and I think most of the public believes and understands that Cheney, Bush, two oil men in the White House up to now have been pretty friendly to the industry. We can't blame oil prices on them directly. That's not credible. But the argument both ways, I think most people probably side with the Democrats that, hey, it's not necessarily the president who's brought down oil prices here.
All right, Todd, brevity is the watchword for today at The Takeaway. So quickly, very succinctly, what are we going to see happen in the next week or so on this?
The Senate's going to be voting over the weekend. Harry Reid is keeping them in, and they're going to be voting on another procedural motion. Sorry, today.
I'm asleep.
That'll go
Todd.
Over the weekend.
We
got to
go.
Okay.
I'm asleep.
Sorry.
Now we have to do our form of suspension. Thank you so much, Todd. Todd Zwillick, he's a correspondent and anchor for Capital News Connection. We've got news coming up here on The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.